Just about every state has an official insect. Connecticut selected the praying mantis. New York and Massachusetts both voted for the ladybug. New Mexico bravely opted for the tarantula hawk wasp. But Maryland chose a rare and special insect called the Baltimore checkerspot butterfly. Like the Baltimore Oriole, the checkerspot's beautiful orange and black coloration match those on Lord Baltimore's shield. It's one of approximately 150 types of butterflies found in Maryland. Their striking colors and delicate nature earn them the nickname winged wildflowers. Last year, when my family and I were hiking in the Blue Ridge region of our state, my young son actually mistook a Baltimore checkerspot for a flower worthy of presenting to his mom. When he reached out to pull the flower towards us, its petals unfurled, the checkerspot revealed itself, just a stem remained, and away flew an amazing 2.5-inch wonder. This July, we'll head out for a hike in the Piedmont region seeking the female checkerspots that will be laying clusters of as many as 700 eggs each on the underside of leaves. Because checkerspot caterpillars are specialists that will only eat the leaves of a few kinds of plants, the females need to locate the right host plants for their eggs. We usually look for the preferred plant, the white turtlehead, which somewhat resembles a very pale pink or white snapdragon blossom. It's easiest to find in wet woods, along stream banks, and in marshes. Taste receptors on a checkerspot's feet and legs help her to know when she's landed on the correct plant for the next generation. My kids are fascinated by the way that all butterflies eat. Both will readily abandon our hikes to look closely at feeding butterflies, checkerspots especially. Butterflies require a constant supply of liquid fuel, which they obtain from the sugar found in flower nectar. A butterfly's tongue is a long, narrow, flexible tube tightly coiled under its head. When feeding, it uncoils this tube, like a party blower, and inserts the tube into a flower to siphon the nectar. Muscular contractions in the butterfly's head act as a pump, and the suction draws the liquid up the tongue. As with many butterflies, the adult checkerspot's lifespan lasts little more than 3 weeks. In that brief time, the female must avoid predators, find a mate, and lay her eggs. Over the course of about 20 days, the eggs will change color from yellow to red. When they hatch around August, the young larvae form a communal web and feed on the white turtlehead leaves until the first freeze in the fall. Then they seek shelter in the leaf litter and hibernate as caterpillars throughout the winter. Those that survive become active again the following spring and continue eating. Finally, they pupate for 2 weeks and emerge as adult butterflies during the summer of the second year. While Baltimore checkerspots were once common in our region, their preference for swampier areas where they can find turtlehead wildflowers puts them at a greater risk than any of Maryland's other state symbols. The checkerspot has experienced significant declines in recent years and is a rare sight now. This is most likely because of habitat destruction and increasing amounts of white-tailed deer who outcompete checkerspots for turtlehead leaves. Here's what you can do to help. Plant native where and when you can. By providing the appropriate nectar flowers for adult butterflies and the right green plant material for caterpillars, you can increase the number and diversity of our state insect and other butterflies throughout our listening area. To learn more about checkerspots, visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings or attend Irvine's upcoming Native Plant Seminar and Sale on August 23rd. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR News station.